So the reason I leave it on the skin and then wash it off is because this is a form of short contact therapy. So if you're somebody who doesn't tolerate active ingredients like benzoyl peroxide or salicylic acid very well, what you can do is really lather it nice and good on your hands, apply it to your skin, and then let it sit for a few minutes and rinse it off. So that way you're getting the benefits of the benzoyl peroxide or the active ingredient, but there's much less risk of irritation because you're rinsing that product off. It's not staying on the skin. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Hashtag Skinthusiast, the podcast. This one is going to be a little bit of a sequel episode because I had so many comments, reviews, DMs about the nighttime routine episode that I did that I wanted to follow up with my full morning routine. So this is going to include exactly what I do for skincare, but all the other important things too. So things like the supplements I use, obviously the skincare products and practices I do in the morning, but also things like my meditation practice, etc. And like I mentioned in the last episode, these aren't hard and fast rules. I don't get to every single one of these things every single day, but this is just a guideline. And when I do nail this routine, I really feel my best. And I feel like sticking to some of these practices has been a game changer for me in the last 3 to 5 years, and really, honestly, life changing. It helps me to turn around the trajectory of my life. So I don't think that these little routines are just little routines. I think they stack up to mean big things. So I'm happy to share with you guys the things that I do, since it seems to be of interest. But I first wanted to call out a really sweet review that we got over the week. It says, "Makes my commute fly by. Love Amy's practical advice, and her guests are very informative on different wellness topics. I work in the medical field and love this podcast." I know that logging on and leaving a review on a podcast takes, you know, it takes 3 to 5 minutes, but still, we're all so busy. So I know that you guys putting in the effort to do that, it means so much to me that you take the time to leave a review and rate the podcast, because it really helps the podcast to grow, which it has been growing. And I'm so, so proud of that. I think I fully intended to have to build this thing from the ground up, but I've just been so pleasantly surprised to see how many people are really interested in this information. So thank you for being a part of that and for leaving your kind reviews. This one is from E. Headley. If this is you, please send me a DM, because I want to send you just a little thank you box of goodies for taking the time out of your busy day to write a review for me. So let's get into my morning routine. My alarm goes off at usually between 6 and 7, and this depends on the night that I've had before. So if you haven't already listened to my nighttime routine podcast, definitely listen to that. And the reason I did that one first is because that really sets the foundation for the day to come. I feel like your nighttime routine is so essential to having a good morning. But as I mentioned there, I am the mom of a 2-year-old, so because I work from home and do much of this with a team of one or two, I have to often work at night, so that sometimes means that my nights are later than I would like, and when that does happen, I do give myself some grace and sleep a little bit later, like until right before she's about to get up. But on a good day, my alarm's going off at 6 a.m., and at this point, my phone is on airplane mode, and it stays on airplane mode for most of the early morning, because there's no worse feeling than getting right on your phone and starting to scroll social media, and you just feel groggy and like your head feels heavy, and it's a horrible, terrible way to start your day. And I didn't start to notice how it was making me feel until I trialed stopping doing it and just leaving my phone on airplane mode for the morning. And now the one off time where I do that, which honestly, it hardly ever happens anymore because I'm so conscious of how it makes me feel, I'm always just, wow, it is such a difference. Like, I feel more anxious. I feel like I have, you know, a headache. I feel like my eyes are heavy. Like, I just don't like the feeling of getting right on my phone in the morning. So my phone stays on airplane mode, and I'll usually meditate in bed or on the couch. So I have a pair of headphones next to me on the bed that I'll pop in so that I can meditate without waking my husband up, or I'll just go to the couch and do a quick meditation. Now, if I'm doing YouTube meditation, obviously I have to put my Wi-Fi on, so I'll put it on for that and then go back off. But the key here is that you're not scrolling, you're not checking email, etc. And I have a lot of really great meditations that I use. I think probably my favorites are either from podcasts or from YouTube, and I just save my favorite ones and I'll go back to them over and over again. My meditation practice definitely took some time to build, but I can honestly say I'm a different person when I fit it in versus the days I don't. Like, it really has truly changed my life. I feel like I'm more open, I'm more kind, I have more patience with my husband, with Josie. I'm literally like a better version of myself on the days I meditate. So Whenever I can get that in the morning, I think it's amazing because sometimes I don't get it until nighttime. And in that case, I'll meditate right before bed. But when I can get it in first thing in the morning, wow, like your day is just set up for success and a great mood. So that's usually the first thing I'll do. Then if I have time, I'll write in my journal. And this kind of varies between just free writing or following prompts from the journal that I use, which I'll link below, or just my gratitude practice. So this is something I make sure I get in at least once a day, but I try to do multiple times throughout the day. And this is where I just rack my brain for everything that I'm grateful for. And I try to think of the most minuscule things, like having fresh, cool water to drink, having nutritious meals, having a place that I can walk next to the ocean because of how amazing views of and the smell and the sound of the ocean is for our mental health. All those little things that I just try to think of. Like I said, I try to do it throughout the day, but in the morning, I really try to think of all the things I'm most grateful for. And at this time, I also set my intention for the day. So I tell the universe, it is my intention that today will be safe and healthy for me and everybody that I love. And then I go on and say XYZ. So based on whatever the day has, I'll intend for what I want for the day. So if it's a clinic day, I'll say my intention is that all my patients are safe and happy and their treatments go really well, things like that. Just so I can put a strict intention to how I want my day to go. So there's nothing left in question. I have all my desires laid out on the line for how I want that day to go. Then after that, once I get done with my meditation, I'll try to drink a full glass of water first thing in the morning before I do coffee or anything else. And at this time, I'll also take my probiotic. So I have taken my same probiotic for probably 4 years now, and I have no issues eating, having it on an empty stomach. But for some people, they do want to have it with food, especially in the beginning. But I've been taking it for so long, I'm very well adjusted to it. I take it on an empty stomach with a glass of water. And the one I use is Seed. This is in no way sponsored by Seed, but it's the best in the business. I find their commitment to research and development, which as you guys will know after hearing all of the amazing founders on this podcast, is something that's really important to me, whether it's my skincare, my supplements, et cetera. I want to make sure that they're really investing in their research and development. They're doing the studies, they're looking through the research, and they're trying to incorporate the most accurate science into their product development. So I really stand behind this probiotic. My husband's on it. I'm on it. And they actually have a toddler one. So now that Josie's two, I can get her on that too, which I'm excited about. So next thing I'll do is brush my teeth. And sometimes I'll use a purple toothpaste. So I'll brush with my regular whitening toothpaste, but I also have a purple toothpaste that I'll use if I have an event. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because I always get so many DMs about this toothpaste. It's like really bright purple and crazy, but it helps to like immediately counteract any yellowness on your teeth so that you get immediate brightening effect. So if I have to film or I have an event that day, I'll use a little bit of that just to brighten up my smile. And then by the time I'm done doing that, Josie is about waking up. So she'll usually wake up between 7 and 7:30. And my husband and I take turns getting her up depending on what our mornings are looking like. Recently, we've been trading off days since we both work from home. It's a little bit difficult, but we've been trading off days of who is her primary caretaker for that day. So it might be my day to be with her solely, which is amazing because then I have no distractions and I just get to literally play with her all day. I don't have to worry about work, and then he'll work and then we'll swap the next day so that I have a full day of work and he gets his like full Josie time in, which has been working really well for us. It's just been a game changer for our routine. And plus, we both get that quality uninterrupted time with her where we're not thinking about anything else, which is amazing. So I'll wake her up and change her diaper, obviously, and then I'll make her breakfast. And her breakfast is usually eggs or oatmeal. She loves eggs, so I'll do an omelet and I'll try to use whatever leftover vegetables we have from the night before. I'll try to put in some spinach, things like that, into her omelet. And then if she's having oatmeal, I like to mix it with either a little bit of Greek yogurt and some pumpkin just to add some protein value so that it's just not strict oatmeal. So there's some protein in there as well. Antioxidants from the pumpkin. I just try to keep it like a little bit more well-rounded, but those are, I would say, her two favorite breakfasts. Sometimes I like to make her waffles. And in that case, I'll just blend up some organic oats, a banana, and one egg, and that will be like the batter so that I don't have to add any sugar or use a store-bought batter. It's super, super easy, and I'll put it in the waffle maker or make pancakes out of it. Very easy. So if it's a day I'm working out, I will just slap on some sunscreen, either tinted or non-tinted, depending on like how much time I'm going to be outside. If I'm going to have a long commute or I'm going to be like outside a lot, I'll use tinted. If not, I'll use a non-tinted sunscreen. Some of my favorites, it just depends whatever sunscreen I'm using at the time, but generally I like one that kind of washes off well. Since this isn't my full morning routine, this is just my sunscreen before my workout. I really love the one by Dr. Dennis Gross. It's a non-tinted. I love the one by Summer Fridays. It's a non-tinted. The tinted I've been wearing most recently is from EltaMD. It's their UV Elements. It's amazing. It is a little bit harder to wash off, but the tint is so good and it's like very dewy and moisturizing. So especially at a time where I'm not going to be using a moisturizer like right before a workout, when my sunscreen is my only product, it is nice to have those moisturizing properties as well. But before I use my sunscreen, I'll just spray a little bit of micellar water on my face just to refresh it. And the one I like is from Sable Labs. It's a really nice micellar water that actually has a little bit of vitamin C in it, and it's in a spray bottle, which makes it one of my favorites. This is such a good product when you just need to refresh on the go or right before you're going to be working out. So I'll do spray, and then I'll let my face dry, and then I'll put on my sunscreen for the day. One little hot tip too that I have, if you're someone like me who doesn't wash your hair every day, I like to apply my dry shampoo before I work out. And I like to use a powder dry shampoo over an aerosol for this purpose, because I just find that those powder particles really absorb the dirt and oil and sweat a lot more effectively. And by applying it to my scalp before I work out, it allows those particles to absorb the sweat and oil as it's being produced, rather than me trying to do damage control on when I get back. It's just so much more effective, and it gives my hair such like, first of all, more longevity, and also just like that bouncy, fresh root feeling. So I'll apply that. I love the one from Crown Affair. It comes in a beautiful little pot and has a little brush that you just brush onto your scalp. You'll see me using that one all the time. It also smells divine. So good. Like they nailed their scent. Another one that I really love is the one from Array. If you haven't heard about Array, they're a company that formulates all their products or most of their products to actually help prevent and reverse graying through proprietary technology that they have. So definitely go and listen to my episode with the founders of Array if you want to learn a little bit more about that technology. And I usually try to work out 2 to 3 mornings a week, just depending what my schedule looks like. And I alternate workouts between a Megaformer Pilates workout and a workout called Bunda. So Megaformer Pilates, if you're not familiar, is like Reformer Pilates, but the Reformer is a little bit different. It's like wider, and I find it to be a lot more of an intense workout versus, which I still do love traditional Pilates, Reformer Pilates, but it's just, to me, they're completely different workouts. There is a true workout in for me, at least the way the classes that I've been to. And then I'll alternate that with a class called Bunda here in Miami. I think they have locations elsewhere as well, but it's an alternating workout. So if you think of like Barry's, or I guess Barry's is the one I can think of, where you alternate from the treadmill to the floor, this is like way too intense for me. I don't do that kind of high intensity interval training. I just find it doesn't work for my body. This class, on the other hand, is you alternate from the Stairmaster to lifting weights. So I have noticed a huge change in my body since I started doing that and increasing my protein intake. Like, I hope I never have to give up that class. I actually drive quite a bit to get there. It's like a 35-40 minute drive for me, which is silly because I have so many amazing workout places by me, but that's like how much I've seen a difference by doing this workout. I'm willing to take that drive once or twice a week. So I'll do one of those workouts usually on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule. And then I'll try to do my protein shake right away. So I like to pick skin healthy protein shakes that you guys have probably seen on my feed before. It's really important that the ingredients in the protein shake are not only good for my body and my health, but also good for my skin. So I'll start with a little bit of almond milk, and then I'll use a plant-based protein powder. So if you didn't know, whey protein actually has been linked to an increase in adult breakouts. And since I'm acne prone, I avoid whey like the plague. So I do a plant-based protein powder. The one I use is from Ritual. And then I use chia seeds, avocado, and I'll do frozen organic blackberries and raspberries and frozen spinach. And that I don't even need ice because of the frozen components in it. And then I'm getting all the antioxidants from the berries and the spinach. I'm getting the omega-3 fatty acids from the chia seeds and the avocado. So all around, it's like a very well-rounded smoothie. And I'm getting that extra protein intake, which has really been helpful when it comes to making sure I'm getting the results I want from my workouts. So now that I have Worked out, come home, had my quick smoothie. Now I'll do my shower and do my full skincare routine. So in the shower after working out, I always like to use a salicylic acid body wash, especially on the back. So if you're someone who tends to get clogged pores or breakouts on the back, this is such a fantastic option because you just lather it on your hand, apply it to the back, and really let it sit on the skin. Let it sit for a couple of minutes while you're doing other things in the shower so it can really penetrate the pore and get out all that dirt and debris and prevent breakouts. And then I also cleanse off my sunscreen. So depending on the sunscreen I used, this could be an easy gel cleanser that I have in the shower, or if it's one of the heavier sunscreens that are harder to remove, I will do a quick double cleanse with a balm. So I tend to just leave my gentle cleansers in the shower. Right now I have one from Kiehl's, I have the one from Rode in there, and I also have one from Bubble. And those are just my gentle cleansers that I'll use whenever I'm in the shower. This episode is brought to you by, well, me. Skinthusiast.com is your one-stop shop for all things skin, hair, and beauty. I have countless blog posts to educate you on all the skin concerns and most common skin questions I receive. We also have a complete skincare basics guide on our shop page, as well as the cutest In My Skin Era crewnecks. If you want to support the show, please head over to skinthusiast.com/shop. And don't forget to rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts. And then after I hop out, I will apply my body moisturizer to damp skin. So I just pat the skin dry and apply my body moisturizer, which is usually either a gradual tanning lotion. The one I love, which is by far the best on the market in my opinion, is the one from Luxe Unfiltered. It's really creamy, moisturizing. It smells fantastic. And so not only are you getting that hydration and moisturization, but you're getting the most beautiful, like, cocoa gradual tan. So it's not one of those tans that leaves you feeling orange, and it's not so gradual that you don't see a difference. You do see a difference with one application, but it's subtle enough that you can either build upon it or keep it. I feel like for me, I'm 1 to 2 applications, and that's like the perfect amount of color for me. And it's just my absolute favorite self-tanner that I've been able to find. And if I'm not using that one, I'll just use a regular body cream after my shower. The one from Skin Fix is great. You can also get them from like La Roche-Posay, CeraVe. Those are great ones. But the key is making sure your skin is a little bit damp so that you really get the benefits of that moisturizer. So now that I'm out, I've cleansed my body, I've done my little body care routine. Now I will do my microcurrent because the sunscreen's off my face, my skin is free of any oil, and I love the microcurrent in the morning specifically. So if you remember from my last episode on my nighttime routine, I leave my red light to nighttime. That can be used any time of day. The only reason I use it at night is because my microcurrent kind of takes the place in the morning, and I don't want to be doing too many things, like who has the time? So I'll do my microcurrent in the morning because there is an immediate benefit that you get with microcurrent that you see right away when you're finished. So I like to obviously use that in the morning so I can get the benefit of that throughout the day. But this is something I've been doing for a few years, and I think I go through like spurts of how religious I am with it. And it never fails that when I like get on a kick where I'm using it every day, which I have been for the last probably 10 days, I get so many comments in my DMs about like how my skin looks, if I've done anything recently. So that's proof enough for me that it works. Plus I take my own before and afters, etc. So we see that immediate lift and contour effect when we're using the microcurrent, but there may also be some long-term benefits of microcurrent via stimulation of the skin cells. So I feel like that research is a little bit lacking, but it's enough to encourage me to use it, and I've been using it for years. So if you're someone who it's in your budget, I definitely think it's worth it, at the least for the immediate benefit that you're going to see, but you have to be consistent with it. It's really important that you use it regularly if you want to really gain that benefit. So I'll either use the Zip or the New Face. Those are my two favorite devices to use. They're just like a different way to hold the device, I think, that is a little bit unique. I think some people will like the Zip better and some people will like the New Face better. It just depends on what feels better in your hand, but I think the technology is amazing in both of them. I will say that my favorite activator gel to use is the New Face activator gel. So even if I'm using the Zip, I actually use my New Face gel because I just think it's so easy. It comes in this little push canister. You just push it up, swipe it with your little brush and apply it. And that's really an incredible gel. I love that. It is So light on the skin. Now, I do rinse the gel off when I'm done with the treatment, but you can absolutely leave it on. I tend to have really sensitive skin, so I keep things to a minimum. And if it's not a necessity for me to leave on, I don't. So I will rinse the gel off when I'm done, but you can absolutely leave it. It does have some skincare benefits. So then if I'm going through a time where I'm trying to prevent breakouts, like I'm near my time of the month or I had a pimple in the past couple of weeks or something like that, I'll use my benzoyl peroxide cleanser, leave it on for 3 to 5 minutes, and then wash it off. Sometimes I'll do this in the shower as my cleanse. It just depends. I have to see how my skin is feeling. I don't want to overdo it. I don't want to overstrip it, but I also want to get the benzoyl peroxide benefits if I feel like I need it at the time. So the reason I leave it on the skin and then wash it off is because this is a form of short contact therapy. So if you're somebody who doesn't tolerate active ingredients like benzoyl peroxide or salicylic acid very well, what you can do is really lather it nice and good on your hands, apply it to your skin, and then let it sit for a few minutes and rinse it off. So that way you're getting the benefits of the benzoyl peroxide or the active ingredient, but there's much less risk of irritation because you're rinsing that product off. It's not staying on the skin. I really love a 2.5% benzoyl peroxide. I love the one by Gian Marini. It's 2.5% and it's creamy. Naturium also makes one. I think theirs is 5%, and then there's Panoxyl as well. I think they make a 2.5 and a 5. So really great options out there if you want to start incorporating a benzoyl peroxide routine if you're acne prone. This is like one of my favorite ways to incorporate that ingredient. And next I'll go in with my vitamin C. And you can do this because you've already rinsed the benzoyl peroxide off of your skin. So I go in with my vitamin C. There's a few different ones that I use. I would say when my skin is feeling not so sensitive, I can tolerate the L-ascorbic acid. So SkinCeuticals, which is the most highly studied form or the most highly studied formulation. It's been around for decades. It's a derm favorite because they have a patented formula. They engineered this proprietary formula that can stabilize the vitamin C, which is incredible. It has other antioxidants in there as well. So that's probably the gold standard. I also really love the one by Dr. Dennis Gross. They have a 15% L-ascorbic acid serum that has a little bit of lactic acid in it. It's such an incredible serum, and it's less than half the price of the SkinCeuticals. I don't like to call it a dupe because it's an amazing product in its own right. Like, it doesn't need to be a dupe of anything. It really is truly an amazing product. So those are probably my two favorite with L-ascorbic acid in them. I also really love the Beauty Stat, which is 20% L-ascorbic acid, so it's a little bit higher, but it has a really nice stabilization technology, and it's a great product. So if you can tolerate that, it's amazing. And then if you're really sensitive to L-ascorbic acid, which I am sometimes, I'll use one with THD ascorbate. So this is a lipid-soluble form of vitamin C that penetrates the top surface layer of our skin more easily than L-ascorbic acid does. And the reason that's important is because when we're formulating with L-ascorbic acid, many of these formulations have to have certain qualities like a low pH or other ingredients that help it penetrate easier the L-ascorbic acid, which can contribute to the irritation of the product. But because the THD ascorbate can penetrate a bit easier, it can be in a kind of skin neutral pH formulation, and it doesn't tend to give us as much irritation. So if you have ever tried vitamin C in the past and it like breaks you out or you feel like you can't use it, I highly encourage you to try one with THD ascorbate because you might just be able to tolerate it, and then you're going to get all the amazing benefits of vitamin C. So my two favorites are from Revision Skincare. Their C Plus Correcting is a 30% THD ascorbate. It is on the pricier side. Another option I love is the one from Covey, which is a little bit more budget friendly and just a great product. So then after vitamin C, I go in with my moisturizer. And depending on the day, how my skin is feeling, some of my favorites are the new one from the Inculus, or Ceramide Moisturizer. I love Xerophyte Barrier Repair. I love the new peptide cream from Beauty Stat. I also love the Tower 28 SOS cream. So really fantastic options. That actually reminds me, I forgot that after I work out on my way home, I will spray my face with the Tower 28 SOS spray and my back. That's where I tend to be acne prone. So I'll spray those just directly on top of my sunscreen. I don't have a long commute home, just to hold my skin over and reduce any acne-causing bacteria until I can get home and cleanse my skin. So that's one of my favorite hot tips for my patients, is just to make sure you have something like that can hold you over. Ideally, you'll walk right into the bathroom and cleanse off, but for most of us, that's just not the case, especially if we work out outside of the house. So having something in your car or in your gym bag that you can just spray on your face, on your neck, your back, your chest, anywhere that you're acne prone, to help reduce the acne-causing bacteria until you can get to your sink and give yourself a proper cleanse. If you start doing that, you're going to notice a big difference in your acne if it is caused, or if your workouts and sweat and bacteria are contributing to your breakouts. So then after my moisturizer, I will use an SPF, either tinted or non-tinted. If I'm using non-tinted, I always follow with a skin tint, like some sort of a foundation or skin tint, because I need that tint, whether it be in my sunscreen or in my makeup. I need tint in addition to my SPF because I have melasma and rosacea, and those are both light-sensitive conditions. And the tint found in these products more adequately protects us than regular SPF from visible light. So SPF is always a must because we want to protect from UVA and UVB, but we also want that visible light protection that we get with tint. So some of my favorite tinted sunscreens are the ones from ISDEN. I love Elta MD UV Elements. For non-tinted, same ones I mentioned earlier, I've also really been loving the Prequel. It's incredibly moisturizing, like so moisturizing. I also like the one from Naturium. They have a super glowy sunscreen. They have two, so I'll link the one I'm talking about below along with everything else I'm talking about here. But those are both amazing non-tinted options. And then if I'm going in with a skin tint, I really love the Chanel skin tint. I think the Chanel and the It Cosmetics CC Plus Nude, not the original, the other one, the newer one, those are probably the ones I get the most compliments on my skin. Like whenever I'm wearing those, people are always like, oh my God, your skin looks amazing, which is always an amazing compliment, right? You don't want anyone to say, oh my God, your makeup looks amazing. You want people to say your skin looks amazing, looks so healthy, looks so glowy. And so that's always my flag. If I get a compliment on my skin, I always write down, make a mental note of which skin tint or tinted sunscreen I have on that day. And I try to keep note of it so I can tell you guys, because I think that's the best compliment is when someone says your skin is glowing versus your foundation looks good. Nobody wants to hear that. So after that, I will give my hair a little bit of refresh. So when I work out, I usually have my hair back in a hair clip, like just a twist, and then clipped up on my hair very loosely because I don't want any tension at the root. But I don't work out in like high tight ponies or high tight buns. I keep it very loose and just with a clip, again, to avoid that damage, but also because that kind of bend in my hair gives my layers a little bit of a bend when I take it out. So it almost looks like it's styled. It has a nice, almost like a curl to it when I hold it in my hair that way. And I've also already had the dry shampoo in my hair, so my roots are good to go. If I need to add a little more, I will, but generally I don't. If I need to blow dry any of the particles out, I will. But again, with the two I use, I really find that I don't often have to do that. So then once I'm refreshed, I have my skincare and my SPF on and maybe a skin tint, I'll usually take Josie for a walk. And this is like our decompression time. She's already had breakfast, but it's that time in between breakfast and nap time. And we'll listen to a podcast. So I'll either do Audible, I'll do audiobooks. I'll leave a couple below. This is when I really like to get in some like positive thinking. So I'll listen to a lot of positive audiobooks just about like manifestation and positive thoughts and the law of attraction, things like that. Just because I find that the more I put this information into my brain, the more it changes my subconscious that I'm able to think on this level when I'm not thinking about it. I think this is really difficult when you're first dipping your toes into that world because we've all been preconditioned to have very negative mindsets, right? We're upset if somebody cuts us off in traffic. We're upset if someone doesn't react the way we want them to. We're upset if our day doesn't go well, if there's a line at the grocery store. Things set us off so easily. And I feel like we all just are in a foul mood all the time. At least I was before I started adopting a lot of these lifestyle practices and reading more about these things. So I think that's hard in the beginning. You really need to really immerse yourself in this content and listen to it over and over just so that your mind just changes. You change that mindset so that your default is on a more positive note and you can honestly just watch your life change from there. So anyways, those are the kind of books and podcasts a lot of times I'll listen to on our walk. I also just think even though Josie doesn't understand what they're saying, I do think it's nice for her to just have an introduction to that positive talk and understand that it's a part of my life and so that hopefully she'll grow up and it will be a part of her life as well. So then we come home, I make Josie a little bit of a snack, and at this time I'll usually have my breakfast. So I'll usually make two eggs, I'll use leftover veggies from the dinner before. I like to really do like a hearty plate of veggies with my eggs. I'll do a piece of toast as well. I love carbs, but I really try to keep them low-ish, and I always try to eat my veggies first and then my protein and then my toast just to keep my blood sugar balanced. I definitely have noticed that As I started paying more attention to my glucose levels, I realized that they were probably out of whack a lot more than I realized. And once you start tuning in and realizing how good you feel when they're level, you definitely can tell when they're off. And even if I had dessert or I had a carb-heavy meal the night before, the next day is not good for me. My emotions are up and down. I feel like jittery. I can feel that low blood sugar feeling all from what happened the day before. So it's really important to me to try to keep it level as much as I possibly can. And I really try to do that with diet. So with my breakfast, I'll also take my prenatal vitamin pack. I've been on the same prenatal since 2 years before I had Josie. So if you don't know, as women of childbearing age, it's a good idea to be on a prenatal if you're thinking about conceiving really at any time. So although we weren't trying for Josie, I wasn't really quite ready, I knew that it was important to me to be on a prenatal for as long as possible beforehand. So the one I use is from MyBento, or the company is called Binto, and it has a multivitamin, which is the prenatal, but they have other options too. It doesn't necessarily have to be a prenatal, but I figure at my age, why not it be a prenatal? Because it's like my multivitamin, but also setting me up for a potential healthy pregnancy down the road. It also has a fish oil in it. Mine has zinc, it has a vitamin D, and this is all tailored to you, so yours could be different. I actually did a bunch of labs through a company called Get Poplin, and they were able to tell like what levels were low, what support I needed. I highly recommend that company if you're thinking about having a kid in the next few years. It was the most comprehensive panel I've ever done, and Jim did one too, and it was just amazing. And so I took those results, brought them to Binto. You can actually do consults with Binto. And they tailored my vitamin packs based on the results of my labs, which was amazing. So after I have breakfast and Josie has her snack, I'll play with her. Or if I have any meetings, I'll swap out with my husband and he'll take her while I do my calls. And then when she goes down for a nap, I will finally get to get some work done. So she usually naps from 1 to 3. So that's early afternoon. But now I've taken you through like my whole morning. What I work on looks different every single day, but as you can see, like my wellness routine, it seems like it's a lot. Same with like when I talk about my whole like shower and my whole skincare routine, it feels like a lot when I'm saying it out loud, but when I actually do it, it takes a matter of minutes. And once you start doing it over and over again, it's just second nature. And you'll see that in my nighttime and my daytime routine, things are not, especially my skincare routine, things are not extensive. Like they're very simple. I'm only using the essentials. Here and there, of course, I'll add in other products, especially if I'm testing them. But for the most part, I stick to like the tried and true that actually have been clinically proven to do something to our skin. I'm not one to use a lot of fluff. Again, because I'm acne prone, I have sensitive skin. I want to use what works. I want to use what's going to be amazing for anti-aging, what's going to help me keep breakouts at bay, what's going to help me with my rosacea, and just keep my skin looking healthy and glowy. That's what I care about. And at the end of the day, it's only a few products that you need to do that. So that is my whole morning routine. I hope that you guys found this helpful. If you have any questions on something I didn't mention or you want me to elaborate on anything, please feel free to just slide into my DMs. I'll be more than happy to talk to you about anything in depth that I talked about here. Or if you have any questions, if I do or don't do something in the morning, please just slide into my DMs and I'll be happy to answer those for you. And next week we have such an incredible show lined up. I cannot wait for you guys to hear it. I hope that you guys have been enjoying the podcast in general. And if you guys don't already follow the show wherever you listen, whether it be Apple or Spotify or anywhere else, if you can just hit that follow button, that really helps me out. Helps people know that you guys are interested in the show so that I can keep bringing on amazing guests. That's my goal for you, is to keep getting these people in front of your ears so that you're able to take in all this tangible information that until the last 5 years, this kind of information was not available. Even if you paid hundreds of dollars to see your skin expert, you're only seeing one. You're not getting the point of view of all these people who have been in the industry for decades. So that's my goal. I just want to bring you more and more amazing guests. So if you follow, rate, review, share on your Instagram stories, a screenshot of the episode, all those things help so much. And I just want to continue sharing my thanks to you guys. So I'm going to continue just picking a couple of reviews or Instagram shares just to send some love to, because again, I know it takes some time out of your day to do, but it means the world to me. And again, helps us all, because I'm going to be able to get even more amazing guests on the show. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next week, skin enthusiasts.